bless you, everyone. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 5, and we're going to be talking about how to help people in the church. We'll also be talking about widows. We'll also be talking about leaders in the church at the last of this chapter. So 1 Timothy chapter 5, Paul says, "Don't speak strongly to an older man and tell him what he must do. Instead, ask him in a kind way, as you would speak to your own father. Speak to younger men as you would say speak to your brothers, and speak to older women as you would speak to your mother. Speak to younger women as you would speak to your sisters." Mind you, he says, always respect them properly. And then Paul goes on to talk to Timothy about widows, and verse 3, he says, respect those widows in the church who are really alone. If a widow has children or grandchildren, then they should take care of her. So Paul is giving us our instruction for today's life and how we do life and how we do home. We need to pay attention and do it the way the Lord has shown us and taught us in the Bible. So we're to take care of our parents. We're to take care of our grandparents. The children must help, the Bible said, because we all belong to the same family. So their parents helped them, so they needed to give them something in return, right? Some people do look at it like that, and it's a good way to look at it, I believe. The children need to learn that important lesson. It is what God's message teaches them to do, and it makes God happy. So if it makes God's heart happy, we should have the joy of the Lord in doing what he's teaching us in regard to the widows. So some widows are really alone, and they already do take care of them. And some are alone, and they have nobody to take care of them. Maybe their husband died, maybe their children have grown up with their own families, or maybe they didn't even have any children. But a widow like that trusts God, when she has no one, that he will help her. And as a result, and of course the Bible promises that, as a result, she prays a lot at night and during the daytime both, and then she asks God to help her. But some widows, speaking the truth here, some widows only want to enjoy themselves. And for a widow like that, her spirit is already dead, even while she is still alive. That's verse 6 in chapter 5 of 1 Timothy. So teach everyone, he says clearly, to do these things. Then nobody can say that the believers are doing anything wrong. Every believer must take care of his own family, and certainly he must do that for the people who live with him in his home. If anyone does not do that, it shows that he has refused God's true message. And that person is worse than someone who does not even believe in Christ, Paul says here. So if you want to put a widow's name on the list of widows, this is what she must be like. She must be more than 60 years old. She must have been the wife of one husband. People should know that she has done good things in her life. For example, she must have been a good mother to her children. She must have received visitors into her home. She must have helped God's people as their servant, and she must have taken care of people who did have problems, people who had problems, people who had needs. She must have continued to do all kinds of things like that. But in verse 11, Paul says, do not put the names of younger widows on that list. They may decide to marry again because they strongly want to have an intimate relationship with a spouse. So they may want to marry again, and then they'll no longer choose to serve Christ. And as a result, verse 12, as a result, they will stop doing what they had done earlier, what they had promised to do for the church. They will stop it. And that will make them guilty. Paul says, young widows may learn to be lazy, or they may go around from house to house. Not only do they become lazy, but they talk too much about silly things. They talk wrongly about other people and what they are doing. They say things that they ought not to say. So I think that the widows who are still young should marry again, Paul says. Then they can have children and they can take care of their own homes. And if they live well like that, the enemy of God's people will not have a chance to say bad things against us. So some of the younger widows have already turned away from Christ so that they can obey Satan. Now that's so wrong. You know what? They got caught up in the ways of the world, the things of the world, the desires of their own heart, and they turned their back on God. A woman who believes in Christ, she should take care of any widows in her own family. Then the church will not have to do that work. Instead, the church will be able to be free to help those widows who are really alone. Those, maybe their husbands passed away, maybe their children are grown and left home, or maybe they've never even had children. So that's really something to think about. We need to always be ready and willing to help our parents or the elderly in our family. From here, we're going to talk about leaders in the church. In verse 17, everyone should respect leaders of the believers who lead the church well. The church should also pay them properly for their work, right? I think the Bible says in a different translation, a workman is worthy of his hire. So that is certainly true for leaders who teach God's people and speak God's message to them. The Bible says, do not tie shut the mouth of a bull while it walks on your wheat seeds. Wheat seeds. I didn't know if that came out very clear. The Bible also says you must pay a worker what he is worth. So you would have to determine that. Even in this day. That's why we go get estimates, right? So we can choose who we want and who we can afford. Somebody may tell you that a leader of the believers has done something wrong, but I'm telling you, do not accept this as true unless there are two or three other people that can say the same thing. If a leader is really guilty and continues to do wrong things, then the Lord says you must warn him. And do that when everyone in church is there. They will hear what you say and they will be afraid to do wrong things themselves. Paul says, I say this to you very strongly. He's talking to Timothy. He's teaching Timothy. Obey what I am telling you to do. Remember that God himself and Christ Jesus, together with their special angels, are all watching what you do. Do not quickly decide if someone has done right or wrong. Be fair and judge everyone in the same way. Do not hurry to put your hands on anyone to choose him as a leader of the church. Because why? Because perhaps that man has done something wrong. Let me read that again from verse 22. Do not hurry to put your hands on anyone to choose him as a leader of the church. Don't be in a hurry. Pray about it. Consult with one another about it. You might check out his fruit, the fruit in his life. Perhaps that man has done something wrong, then people might think that you agree with his sins if you put him in a place of office in the church. You yourself must always be careful to do that, to do what is right and good. I know that you often become ill, so do not drink only water. Now he's getting into a different subject here, but drink a little wine. And he's surely not saying here to go out and drink and drink and drink. He's saying drink a little bit of wine for your stomach's sake, or to keep your stomach well. And then as we get to the last part of this chapter, some people do wrong things that everyone can see clearly. When someone judges those people, everyone already knows that they are guilty. So everybody already knows that it is right to punish those people. But for other people, nobody knows about their sins until later. It's the same with the good things that people do. So in closing, let me close with this statement. Many good things are clear for everyone to see. And even the good things that people do secretly will not remain a secret forever. Amen.